Dr. Pinsky dictating, Amal Aimé on Harry Newsom, N-U-Z-U-M. Harry Newsom is a 67-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-2-22, but at that time he was carrying a case of water while unloading a pallet, but he fell backwards to the ground after tripping over a 2-inch plastic strip around the bottom of the pallet. But as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder, right elbow, and lower lumbar back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active care on 3-17-23. Period. He references a previous injury for which he received 6 months of physical therapy, but gave no other details. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Newsom alleges he tripped over plastic shrink wrap and fell backwards off a pallet, injuring his left shoulder, right elbow, and back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 10-10-22, reporting the mechanism of injury. Period. He complained of left shoulder pain, mid-back pain, and slight right elbow pain. Period. He had a bruise on his left elbow. Period. He did take CBD in the interim. Period. He was evaluated and underwent x-rays that showed no significant findings. He was diagnosed with a fall, as well as contusions of the left shoulder and thoracic wall and lumbar spine, as well as contusion of the right elbow. Period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. His x-rays included the lumbosacral spine and left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo an MRI of the right elbow and left shoulder on 11-10-22 to be inserted here. Period. Followed up at Concentra 3-3-7-23. He was doing well overall. Period. He managed to hit golf balls, but was sore afterwards. Period. He was planning on going back to work with his son, and was discharged from the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. On 1-24-23, Dr. Lipschultz reviewed the results of his MRI with him. Period. He previously injected the subacromial space, but it provided only minimal improvement. Period. On this visit, his glenohumeral joint was injected, and he was still on restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated that 5 days before this accident, he was hitting golf balls on his birthday 270 yards while in the rain, but he is unable to do that now. Period. He did focus on various complaints, including management, the absence of light duty, and his subjective complaints. Period. He appeared to be poorly nourished, with deconditioned tissue and decreased skin turgor. Period. There was bruising and multiple lipomas on his arms. Period. Extremities upper. He states that when swimming, his right knee hurt and that he can't use his left shoulder. Period. He complains hammering causes pain in the right elbow. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was limited to 150 and 140 degrees of abduction and flexion, respectively. Internal rotation 45 degrees and external rotation to 65 degrees. that was full in extension and adduction. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level and the L2 vertebral level on the right. Period both of these are suboptimal. Period motion of the right shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period heat was tenderness about the left acromic clavicular joint and the right olecranon process. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Mandibular muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. With supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right, he complained of knee pain, but no low back and radicular complaints. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. Period impressions on 10-2-22. Harry Newsom slipped and fell backwards while at work. Period. He was seen the same day at the emergency room. X-rays of the left shoulder, right elbow, and back were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. He was initiated on physical therapy and activity modifications. Period. He had the benefit of orthopedic consultation with Dr. Lipschultz. Period. MRI studies of the right elbow and left shoulder were done, and underline this will be inserted here. Period. He did accept injections, and as of 3/7/23, Dr. Lipschultz discharged him from care. Period. The petitioner currently states that he sustained bilateral biceps tears during chemotherapy for cancer. Period. He does currently focus on his subjective complaints and other administrative issues. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the left shoulder, but provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the right elbow, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the lower back, where provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the right elbow slash arm or lower back. Period. At the left shoulder, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. This incorporates what clearly were extensive pre-existing degenerative changes. Period. The MRI of the right elbow was unimpressive. Period. That is the end.